The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, on a glorious Michigan summer afternoon slash evening.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I needed this weather. This is Ghostly Talk on July 12, 2009. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. Tonight, we'll discuss the Atlantis conspiracy with Ben Stoker, and then later, oh wow,
yeah,
the return guest,
oh,
big,
man.
big name, big excitement, John Anthony West is returning. I was having too good a time watching your screen.
Oh,
because
well, that's the wrong one.
Not that one, but the other one.
I don't need this one anymore.
They were talking about the startup bumpers in the
chat. Oh, startup music.
Yes. Oh, by the way, everybody, the chat room is alive and well. Everyone's in there talking.
I have to apologize to the Supernatural Radio Network to start off with, because I queued up the show, and I kind of did it abnormally early because I wanted to go outside and whittle before the show.
Yeah.
My new thing that I center myself with. I didn't put it on auto advance, so I played like one song while I was downstairs. So I think I'm really sorry to anybody out there.
It was dead air
for like 45 minutes. Yeah,
oh my
so,
gosh!
Sorry about that. That's my fault. I'll be more careful about that here in the future. Sorry. What were you saying, Doug?
Oh, I was saying they were talking about the, you know, because there's two. There's the, you know, this song that just played, the Independence.
Mm-hmm.
You know. A chorus of independence, independence, independence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, of course, completely summarizes, you know, being an independent, completely, you know.
The band's called Sacred Reich.
Sacred Reich,
and
yeah.
The song is called Independent, and the album is called Independent also.
Which is just totally sums up this.
Yeah, well, Phil from Sacred Reich actually gave us permission to use their music, and I went through their catalog, which I have all that crap of Sacred Reich rules. They're a band I grew up listening to.
Exactly.
And I saw that song, and I'm like, And I listen to the lyrics, and I'm like, you know.
Completely.
This is
completely.
What it's all about right yeah. here. But I got to keep it fair for Doug, so we switch him back and forth. And the other tune is Alien XSS, and that song is called All Right. You'll hear that.
Yes.
You hear that for the next show, you'll hear that. I go back and forth with those every week. You know?
Yeah, it flip-flops back and forth.
Doug likes the bleepy-bloppy stuff, which I like the bleepy-bloppy stuff, too. I like a lot. Especially Alien XSS, they rule.
But either of them, you know, this one, Independence, just totally
yeah.
encapsulates, you know, being an independent broadcaster, an independent thinker, an independent producer of
yeah.
media, which is what we are. And
that's what goes with music, and that's what I think that's what Phil was talking about when he wrote that song.
Yeah.
You know, look, I'm an independent, this is what I do it my way. And, you know,
yeah, and then Alien XS, of course, is...
It's a trip.
Absolutely a trip, and he released all his music out.
Yeah, those guys, yeah, there's like...
For, you know, public availability yeah. and stuff. So I think that's just phenomenal. It's mm-hmm. it's part of independent art.
Alien XS, if I can find the link, maybe I'll crack it up on the website for everybody. They actually have a catalog somewhere. And don't quote me by this. I hope I don't get anybody in trouble, but... I know when I talked to them a long time ago about using their music on the show, and I've been listening to that band for a real long time, Alien XS. And he gave me a link. He's like, just go to this page, and it had like 60 songs.
Yeah.
I mean, not crap quality, like really good quality, and it's all good stuff. I mean, it's all cool techno, the spacey techno type, you know, trance goa with the alien, the whole UFO theme to it, which is just right up
exactly.
my alley, you know. So if I can find that link, I will I'll fire that to everybody on the website and hook you guys up if you like that stuff too. So yeah.
But evidently, we need to get in. What was it? 70s trucker music. Because who was in there, Steven?
I don't know.
Oh, Scott. Scott was saying, yeah. I like 70s trucker music. And I'm thinking, is that a genre?
What is 70s trucker music?
Is it a genre?
Is it like all that's the songs from Smokey and the Bandit
yes,
or something?
Pretty much.
Like
I think
Smokey
that's
and the Bandit soundtrack.
How does it go? Convoy or something. It's like...
when you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
I remember that song by that one dude that was in... That's like really early 80s crap. I can't... Unless it's like Black Sabbath or something, or, you know, whatever, the usual crap. I remember watching Smokey and the Bandit. I love that. Cannonball Run.
Oh, Cannonball Run.
I own that
movie.
That's one of the truest films, I think, that ever was released. Because if you watch that movie, and you watch all the, I mean, huge stars for the time. Even
oh, yeah.
this time, huge stars. And you can tell that every single person in that movie was having the time of their life.
Yeah,
doing that film, you know. I mean,
they just had a blast.
They had a
film.
Blast doing that movie. That's why it makes that movie so cool. Cannonball Run 2. You know, there was an original Cannonball. There was a Cannonball. Crap. We saw this on a trip when we were on the road at some hotel. It was a movie called, I think it was called Cannonball Run or Cannonball.
Okay.
And it had. Now, of course, my brain's David Carradine was in this movie.
Wow.
If anybody remembers this, let me know, like, email me or something. Because we saw this at a hotel, and I'm like, Cannonball Run? And the guy had a you know, a Camaro that was called the Cannonball. And it wasn't nearly as funny as Cannonball Run was. It was the people
right.
were getting killed and their throats slit. It was just, it was brutal. I mean, the movie itself.
Quite a different take.
Yeah. It was strange, you know? So, I mean, I don't know what the deal was, but yeah, I just thought about that. But, yeah, cool movie. But, yeah, we'll try to work in some 70s trucker music if there's any.
If we can find some that's either released to open content or...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just too funny.
Yeah, we'll find it. We'll see what we can do for you guys. So.
What have you been up to? I hear there's news. It has been...
Nice setup, Doug. Nice.
Isn't that how these, you know, couch conversation kind of shows go?
Well, get used to it, because I'm having fun doing this crap.
Yeah.
We've got some news articles, too, we're going to talk about later on. But, no, yeah, we got to give you the update. Okay, yeah. What was it, Friday? Pete, Pete.
Right.
Famous Pete, crazy Pete. His half-brother, Dean, was in from Florida, so we all went to lunch together and visited for a bit. And we were down in Royal Oak, Michigan, for all of our local people. You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Corporate Royal Oak now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you can't believe that place. I hate going there.
Wow.
Wow, what a mess. But
is it like one coffee shop after another?
Pretty much, yeah.
Selling $12 coffee?
Yeah, yeah. That's
wow.
pretty much all it is, you know. And everybody down there acting like they're smarter than everybody else. You know, it's hilarious. But we went to a restaurant down there in Chowdown.
It used to be dirty.
Royal Oak used to be rough, man. Royal Oak used to be
yeah.
the place to hang out at.
Yeah, it was the place to go. It was dirty. It was unkempt. It was rough.
Yeah.
And that made it fun. I mean, there was it was like a little outlaw area for teenagers and young adults, and we just go there and just have a blast.
Well, now,
I guess with all of Mommy and Daddy's money that the kids spent, they fixed it up now, and now it's snobbish. Like its neighbor to the north, Birmingham.
Birmingham, it was bound to happen. But, no, we used to go down there and get records and stuff like that. It used to be a really cool place when we were kids to ride our bikes out there and look at all the cool shops, Nora Leather. It was still an interesting place to go. But we went and had lunch there and hung out and went down to the bookstore because somebody mentioned that there was a bookstore downtown. So Amber, who's in attendance, Bonnie, by the way, Bonnie, she might be getting here in a little bit.
Don't know about Bonnie because her car trouble, and so she had her brother coming to the rescue.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going to happen with that, but Amber's here. Say hi, Amber.
Hi.
That's all you're going to hear.
Yay!
From the rest of the show.
Great.
So we were down there. We went to the bookstore and messed around at the bookstore for a little bit, and then we had to go get coffee at Caribou.
Well, that's what you have to do in Royal Oak, because there's not that much else to do.
Well, if you don't get coffee, they beat you up.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and we started our breakfast with tacos.
Yeah, that
was it over $5 for a cup of coffee?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
$4.95.
Oh, it was really close.
But we got, like, the yummy drinks, like latte or whatever.
Oh, okay.
He got some mint something.
Wow.
Yeah, some mint thing that costs like $12.
I'm sorry, you don't get that at the corner gas station.
No, you don't. I don't mind.
You will soon.
That.
I'm
it's
sure
good.
They'll work their way into it. But no, so we got that, we hung out for a bit, and then... Yeah, we were walking out of the, or we were leaving or something. I looked at my phone and saw there was a missed call. It was my mom, so I called it back right away, and boom, my mom answers the phone. She's frantic, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? She's like, your dad fell and broke his arm. I'm like, what? So
wow.
I'm like, where are you going? What's going on? Whatever. Everybody, let's get
confusion
the hell in the car.
Ensues, of course.
I start screaming like a maniac. Amber tells me to shut my hole. I grab the keys. We run to the car and drop Pete and Dean off, and we get on the road. And luckily, we were only a couple miles away from the hospital they were going to. It actually worked out really well because I never go to Royal Oak.
Right.
Right. I never go there. And we were like a mile... Just it worked out. It was just some more synchronicity there, So we got there though. I'm gonna try to keep it brief. But yeah, the story goes, my dad was trimming hedges on Friday afternoon, which we tell him to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, be careful. If you need help, you have a young son that'll come over and help you out with whatever you need. I don't know exactly what happened, but he was on the ladder because it was a big, huge, bush he was trimming, and he fell. Basically, the ladder slipped.
Wow.
And fell off the ladder about 5 foot in the air, and fell down and cracked his wrist really good. And when we got him there, and he looked like hell when he pulled up, of course, because he's covered in dirt and sweat.
Right.
And he's holding his arm up like on his chest like this, and I couldn't really see anything because he had it covered up. So we got him in there, of course, here's the thing, let's get this thing going. Of course, they want all this crap. The guy grabs his wallet, my dad's wallet, the bellhop or whatever the hell they call him there. He grabs it. I'm like, excuse me, no. It's my dad's wallet. I'll hold that wallet, thank you. God knows what you're going to do with it, So, no, you're...
Well, he makes a copy of the credit card.
Yeah, there you go. So, I'll take this wallet, thank you.
There.
So, we have to go through all the rigmarole to get in there. And we get him in there, and, And again, I'm going to keep it brief because it was an adventure in its own right. But I'll just say that we spent 7 hours in the emergency ward.
Wow!
And my dad finally showed me his arm, and it scared. It was the ugliest son of a bitch I've ever seen.
Oh man!
I swore I don't care. It scared the crap. I was like, oh my god! I mean, he busted his wrist up really good, and it would look like an S kind of. It scared the crap out of us. So,
well, how much of that 7 hours was them actually working on him?
What's that?
Like, how much of that 7 hours was them actually working on him?
I would give
and
it.
How much
I'd give it
administrative?
I would give it an hour. I'll give it an hour and a half. I'll be fair.
Okay.
Because we got there and You know, we went to triage, and the lady, of course, had to ask us all these questions. What's your insurance? And I'm like, you know, oh, my God. Okay, fine, whatever. You know, and I handle it all because he's in pain. My mom's upset. Amber don't know what the hell's going on because, you know, it's not her job to do that. So I sat there and dealt with the nurse and all that crap. And then we went – then they took him in there for – you know, and they put him in trauma because he hit his, you know, he fell on, you know, hit his head.
Right.
So I tip my cap to those guys, you know, because they were like, we're going to put him in trauma because we don't know, you know, if he hit his head, he could have hurt his head. He could have done a number of things. He could have messed his back up. It could have been anything. So they did put him in trauma, so it was extra, you know, the more cautious care or whatever you want to call it. So they spent a lot of time observing him and taking x-rays. They did a CAT scan on him and all that stuff. And we sat there for, what, about a good couple hours then, Amber?
Where?
And when we were waiting for my dad. When we were waiting for him the first time before we actually went into the ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, we waited a couple hours. And luckily, Amber, you know, she has a rolling library in her trunk. So she saved our lives with the myriad of books. Plus, we had another visitor who just loved to talk to people and get to know people. You know, these kind of people, you know. And I understand we're bored, but I'm kind of in a crappy mood.
You know,
I made it very clear that I wasn't in the mood to really consult
visit
with anybody or visit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm going to sit there and take care of my mom and take care of my dad. And this guy, you know, I'll give him this. I mean, my mom, he actually sat and talked with my mom and kind of got her mind off things and bragged about how much money he made in the stock market. And he actually corrected you, didn't he, in something you said, Amber?
Yeah, I had a book I had bought on London, mm-hmm. and I was showing Scott's mom something, and I said, oh, the River Thames or whatever, right? Whatever.
Thames.
I'm from Michigan. I don't care. I'm American. And he all of a sudden he goes, Thames.
Yeah.
And
I remember hearing it's that. Thames. I remember hearing that. I think in a normal situation, I'd have been like, why don't you go die?
That's fine. That's fine.
But he was
already
at the hospital, so really that.
Well, yeah.
I should say it correctly, Thames, with a British accent next time for him, but... I mean, whatever.
Just chuck it in the tent.
It's just, I don't know.
My mind wasn't there for it. Yeah.
Chuck it in the tent, Gov.
Friggin' world traveler we're sitting next to you here. So to his credit, he sat and talked to my mom and mm-hmm. you know, and I just kind of, you know, because I opened up, like, Atlantis Rising magazine, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, because my mom went into the bathroom, and now it's just me, Amber, and this dude, right? And I'm like, okay, I enjoy uncomfortable silences. I'm a connoisseur of uncomfortable silences. It lets you know that I mean business.
Yeah.
So I just sat there and opened up my magazine, and I was just like, 1, 2, 3. So I saw that Harry Potter film. Did you guys see that Harry Potter film? Of course, Amber, being the nice girl she is, she got into a conversation with him, and I just sat there and read my magazine.
Yeah.
Fine, whatever. But to the guy's credit, though, he was a bit annoying, but he sat there and talked to my mom. My mind was not into it. I just wanted to sit there and just, you know, worry about
Brood.
My dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just what I do. Sorry, you know. And when we did get up, when they did call us in, the lady, you know, the lady's like, you can go back now. I did go up to the guy and I said, hey, you know, thank you very much for talking to my mom. I appreciate it, you know. And now, you know.
Wow,
yeah,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
Well, he wasn't a jerk off. You know?
Right.
I mean, he was a bit pig-headed and I could hear him, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, $1 million. Yeah, that's why you're here at this hospital. Anyway,
yeah.
So, you know, but like, okay, so. Yeah, we get into the ward, and, you know, there's always the highlights you have to mention here. And, I'm trying my best to keep this brief, but I really am. You're like, hey, Scott, how's your weekend going?
So, I know. So
you set me right up.
Started it off.
So, yeah, so, you know.
I have nothing exciting in my life at all.
It is exciting, I guess. It's exciting.
Well, news. It's interesting.
I knew I was going to have a story to tell. I mean, and I hate to say that, but I was like, you know, Dad's sitting there. I'm like, boy, I'm going to have some material for the show this weekend. At least, you know, I mean, there's a bright side to it. You know?
Yeah.
So, we get back there, and there was all, you know, the usual stuff. You know, we were enjoying the show. Well, here's something I had to complain about. You know, and I'm sure I'm going to get emails from nurses or whoever to listen to this show. You don't know what kind of job we have. It's so hard. And fine. I know you do, okay? And I respect that. I'm the dream patient. I'm cool. I don't give you a hard time. But they have no rooms, little cubby rooms or
right.
cells or whatever you call them. you know, health cells or
box holes.
You know, I don't know what they call them. They had none of those left, of course. You know,
cells. Oh my God.
They had none of those left because all the drug addicts were in there, right?
Right.
They tweaked out for the fourth time that week, so they're going to take care of them first.
Yeah.
That's how it usually works.
Yeah.
And so they take and put my dad in a hallway on the gurney, in front of a closet.
Okay.
Which I smell trouble.
Right.
So I'm like, well, whatever. I grab my thing and I slap my cigar down. Mom, we got her chair, and we're sitting there talking to my dad. And of course, here comes the first. Get away. Hello, and that's my wave your hand available. You must have come in voluntarily. Park the gurney. Yes, we have a gurney at the house, and we'd like to roll my dad around downtown and bring him to random hospitals and put him in front of closet doors to make your life harder. Which, you know.
Right. It's not like you guys chose that spot.
Yeah, we didn't choose this spot. So I'm like, you know, you put us here, fix it.
Right.
So every nurse that comes, like, we put him in a room. And I went back on that 17 hours. And,
wow.
You know, ridiculous. I gave him my door. What was it? A room we saw next to us opened up. And I saw the first thing, like, hey, come here. Almost a doctor. Great words of Bill Cosby. In the great words of Bill Cosby, I'm gonna cite it. Hey, you, almost a doctor. I'm like, you know, there's a room open. She's like, oh, well, we'll put your dad in there immediately. Or, I'm sorry, everything was in a minute. We'll put him in there in a minute, which means half an hour, 45 minutes, which was about right. Half an hour, 45 minutes. They rolled him into the room, right? And then they rolled him right back out to take him in to have his arm set. So I'm like, Well, at least they gave us a room to hang out in. So we have a room to hang out in now and chill out and relax. Now, during this time, we have the myriad of the usual stuff. The crazy lady who's tweaking out on drugs, a couple things down, you know, with security coming in also, waiting outside, and
right.
She's screaming her head off. How'd that go? She was, I'll effing kill you, I'll kill you all, blah,
no,
blah.
No, that was the old lady.
No, the other lady said the same thing, too.
That'll be me.
Or, get the F off of me,
no,
I'll effing kill you.
No, get this off me, get this off me. And all of a sudden she goes, okay, thanks, I was just hot.
Yeah, she's like, I was just hot.
So I don't know what.
Wow.
And then you didn't.
Evidently a fire.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah.
Peep from her the rest of the time. And then the.
Wow.
Then had the
maybe
old lady.
Pup the Magic Dragon was in there with her.
Evidently.
He left. I don't know. So we got a kick out of that. And then there was the other lady cussing people out on her cell on the telephone. Apparently you can't use a cell phone in there, but they have phones you can talk on. I thought you were supposed to sit there and be sick or whatever it was, but
or be concerned
or whatever. But they apparently, I noticed the nurses were giving this lady a phone, and she's going, "I'll take care of my baby." And you, I'm like, "Wow, holy crap!"
And she was having a Jerry Springer moment on the phone
in the ER,
on the hospital
in the ER. Yeah, I love that, right? So, and I mean, to the point where I finally just turned around and said, "Okay, the look, shut the F up.
Mm-hmm.
My family's here. Can you please just take it easy?" So then there was the other one we talked about. They were trying to force a tube down some lady's throat because she wouldn't take some drugs or something like that. So that was just a show.
Yeah, I think they were trying to make her throw up because
she swallowed the wrong medication or something. So they were trying to induce vomiting on her.
But I think she had dementia already.
She was, poor old.
She was
old. And she's like, I'm going to kill all you. And we're just like, whoa, holy crap. You know, it's just... if you've been to the ER, you always have a story to tell because it's crazy there. There's people that are really sick. You know?
This is a slice of Americana that I am so glad I missed out on this past weekend.
Well, it's scary while you're there. Like, it's disturbing.
Yeah,
and then when you come out of it, you kind of can make a joke about
is it the Twilight
Zone? You get nervous. Like, okay, what's going to happen?
Well,
this lady's threatening to kill people.
Yeah, well, I think also that the...
She didn't get a picture of me, did she?
Yeah. I think also the hospital is in conjunction with the local butcher shop there, too.
Yeah.
Because I think there must be a wing there where they hang meat because... We froze ourselves to death in that place. It was a friggin' meat locker to the point where my sinuses dried out to the point where I was blowing your sinuses dry out, right, and you blow, and it's like blood.
Yeah.
That don't need to be gross, but it's like, whoa, oh, my God. We got out of there, and it was like, moisture, oh, my God. Take me to the jungle right now. I need to get some moisture, which I walked yesterday morning, and again, from the trauma of that, I went out walking yesterday morning. It was really muggy yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was like, I'm going to walk 20 miles just to stay out in this hot, moist air. But no, we got him out of there. They ended up, the prognosis ended up being he broke his wrist. He fractured his wrist really good. And I have to say they were very efficient about that. When they said they're like, we're going to take you in, we're going to reset your wrist. They numbed his arm up. We're going to set your wrist. And we're going to cast you up. So you got a cast on his left arm up to his elbow here.
Yeah.
And, you know, they took good care of him. They did. I mean,
it took a long time,
and I think that's just par of the course. And I'm going to sit here and complain about it, but they
those other people they let in the hospital that were
they got to go outside, you know, take them to MASH or something. Whatever. But you know, they took care of my dad. The doctors were cool. They were nice dudes. They answered all of our questions. They did take a little while. We were trying because what happened was my dad had to give a urine sample.
Right.
I know he's doing a drug test there, and I don't, whatever, but yeah, I was smoking crack on a ladder, you see, and but he got a little, you know, on his pants.
My
mother's in the chat room here, so she's probably relaying everything I'm saying to my dad right
now,
and he's sharpening his axe blade as we speak, right?
He only had one arm at that point.
Well, he only has one arm now, so I kick your ass. But anyway, so
I can run past him, both of them.
So
not for long, but I
will. Oh, okay. Sorry, my mom's telling me that they were checking his sugar, actually, because my dad is...
Ah, that's a good... Okay.
So they weren't doing a crack test on him or anything like that. They were doing... Okay, thanks, Mom. It's good to have my mom here to keep...
Yes, I know.
This is working great. Yeah. Thanks for being here, Mom. We're trying to get some scrubs for him, just to get him out of the hospital, just to get him home, right? We'll get it in a minute.
A minute. There's that famous phrase.
So I'm like, oh, boy. Okay, you know what? Finally, I'm like, okay, you got the thingy on here in the front, right? I see another one sitting right there folded up. We're going to take that thing and put it on your backside and get you out of here.
Right.
Get you in the wheelchair and roll you out of here. So that's what we ended up doing. We ended up getting him home about 8:30 at night. And we went and picked up some food and sat there. And I, you know, what happened was he had all this equipment in the yard. You know, all this stuff was in the yard.
It sat there for 4 hours or 7 hours.
Yeah, sat there all day long. So I ended up getting home, and the first thing
had to clean it up.
Yeah, cleaned it all up and raked everything up that he of course he was like at the end of the job when he.
Right.
Why couldn't
you
fall at the beginning of the job when there's nothing on the ground, right? So yeah, you know, we raked it all up and put it away for him. But yeah, he's doing good now. Dad L's okay, and I didn't go on a MySpace ribbon campaign about this. I don't choose to do that. This is a family thing.
I would put the ribbon on my page.
Just put a ribbon on there that says
Dad L.
Sorry, I didn't go on a MySpace ribbon campaign. This is the first time you heard about this because, you know, well, other things to do besides sit on MySpace.
Hey, right.
Anytime I get a jab at MySpace, I love to do that. You guys know that. So, yeah.
Well, MySpace laid some people off.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Even MySpace? Well, because
thousands of people were 10% of their workforce. And I'm thinking, how many people does it take to run MySpace? I would say 4 at the most. But evidently it takes a lot.
Well, apparently, like I mentioned before.
I mean, they don't do anything.
We have to go to break in a second. But I do want to mention that I took up 15 minutes on this thing. I tried not to do that.
That's okay.
But when we were in Decatur a few weekends ago, and I think I pointed this out maybe even before here on the show, that it seemed like the whole weekend all I heard was Facebook, 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 Facebook.
I know. I think everything changed over.
So I think everybody's going to Facebook now and getting off MySpace. So
yeah.
Facebook is better. MySpace is nothing but celebrities and ads.
Well, you're the consultant on this, so yeah.
It's just, I don't like it. You log on and it's like, Jonas Brothers and then Jonas Spears and then and something else stupid. And that's all it is. And it's annoying and there's irritating people all over it and I don't like it.
Okay.
And
so
Facebook
has
fun games.
Facebook's the new MySpace.
I think so. And it's actually nice that you can't, you know, people, you go on MySpace and you can do all the graphics and the stuff, but it's all tacky.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I know.
The internet has become tacky now.
The internet was tacky
eight years ago.
But
MySpace made it worse with all the glitter art.
That is
and
true.
All
MySpace
the,
is
the
in
bad,
the
bad.
With the invention of the first HTML generator, tacky came in. I'm going to make my page pink with yellow text.
And I'm going to put
now
a picture of
do
a
it.
Kitty.
You at least had to have some smarts to create the tackiness, at least. You had to know your HTML.
Yeah.
Now on MySpace, you're just like click, cut, paste, tacky.
Yes. I want to put a picture of a kitty.
Half
in
those
a tree.
MySpace pages choke my internet browser like a friggin' cat.
Well, they're so
like,
long.
It sits there and just goes, I'm loading 400 megs of GIF files right now. Come back in about 45 minutes and I'll be ready to show you this page, complete with background music. So there you go. All right, let's take a quick break here. I really ran that thing. Yeah, Dad's doing well though. Dad Ellis.
Excellent. That is good.
Back home and he's doing good. And you know, thank goodness. You know.
How long with the calf?
6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. Rest of the summer.
Not bad.
The
rest of the summer.
So guess who's going to be doing the yard work for the rest of the summer?
You lucky.
Yes,
out.
The man on the mic right now. That's me. No, I'm happy to do it. It's Dad and they. He put a roof over my head for 24 years. The least I can do is help the guy with his yard.
Exactly.
So, all right. Let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back with some news and some other good stuff. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
And I'm Doc.
Amber.
Yay.
She'll never get it. We'll be right back.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Hair and TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
The Darker Side of the Moon is an alternative talk variety show.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Since 2006, host Becky Ray and Laura Moon speak with independent filmmakers, authors, musicians, artists, and many, many more.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Sometimes serious, mostly fun, the show has a little for everyone. Was it odd, freaky, and you didn't hear it on the 5 o'clock news? Then we'll probably cover it here.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
DarkerSide currently airs live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
If you happen to miss it, you can listen to show archives at any time online at DarkerSideRadio.com, or you may subscribe to the show on iTunes.
DarkerSideRadio.com.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know what, but wait, I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Waiting for the sun to chase away.
have we made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
This is Ghostly Talk.
Nice groovy riff right there.
Yes, it is.
By a band called Obituary.
Tiny band.
The band that I've crammed down Doug's throat time and time. You gotta listen to this band. Now, I remember Doug's a fan of 80s pop. And I'm trying to cram down 90s death metal down his throat. It just doesn't work, right? But I gotta mention, go ahead.
You know, what's interesting is my taste in music used to be pretty much only 80s pop and of course, folk.
Well, we
I just love folk music.
We meet at punk rock.
And then there's punk rock, of course. But yeah. Lately, I've been, you know, because of EJ, there's a lot of rap going on in my life.
Ugh.
And
say it ain't so, Doug. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, of course, he has the new, what's that guy's name? Eminem, right? He has that one. And one song on that album is completely brilliant. It's a freaking work of art.
Well, Eminem's one of those exceptions, I have to say.
His previous albums were good. I mean, they were.
I've heard his stuff. Really, it's good, incredibly stuff. Creative.
And one song is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It really is like sitting through an audible painting. I mean, just absolutely incredible.
His writing has always been very, very, very creative.
And then the rest are like, what? Did you just, like, copy someone else's homework or something? to come up with this work of art and put it on an album with these other songs, I just don't get it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, so I've been listening to that. And then, he tells me the names of these people and I don't know it. There are things like, you know,
Mixmaster J, Funky Fresh,
Ricky
Yo Yo Yo,
D, and
I can't keep
to go
up
with a
I never,
initial for his last.
There's
name.
A handful of hip hop that I've really dug on. A lot of it was actually local here, Esham,
yeah,
ICP. Amber and I bat ICP back and forth. I don't take a note of it seriously, but they are incredibly talented and creative guys. So,
yeah.
You know, I tip my hat to them. So I've been trying to get Violent J on the show for a real long time, too.
Yeah.
It's a little project I have, because I read an interview with him where he talked about growing up in an apartment that was haunted.
Ooh.
And I'm like, now how funny would it be to get Violent... Okay, Violent J, you can't swear. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, click hello, hello. I don't know.
Well, then this interview is over.
Yeah. But no, there's a handful of like cool hip hop out there that I think is just, you know, and I think even that as a genre of music, it's starting to really spread its wings now too. I think people they're using a lot more live musicians as opposed to a lot of the program stuff. I mean, you know, you can't deny Run DMC. Run DMC is a cross genre group.
Mm-hmm.
I love Run DMC. I love everything they've ever done. I think they are brilliant, and they'll always be great. I mean, they just got invited to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Eminem did a thing on there, ironically enough. Groups like Run DMC, they rule. I love Run DMC.
Well, it also crosses over into, for some reason, that's where through EJ is where I first heard Lady Gaga. Completely different kind of music. And then that's also where I first heard, or where I heard the new, well, it's not new, but, you know, the latest of Bass Hunter. And I'm like, how in the world can all this music come out of those same speakers? I have no idea. They're completely different. Next thing is opera. As soon as he gets into opera, I'll have to learn all them names.
Well, that's what makes cool music so cool, because there's always... And that's why I'm a big junkie for it anyways. It's just there's always somebody trying something different.
Yeah.
You know, even with hip-hop, there's always, some morph coming out. It's cool.
Yeah, no, it needs to go away.
One thing I have to...
There may be... I can count on one hand the number of hip-hop songs that probably I would consider art.
Okay.
The rest are all junk.
Well, yeah, right. It's just...
Complete
that,
and utter noise.
I share your opinion on that.
Noise, noise, noise. Well, it's a lot like fan fiction.
NWA's going to do... They're going to do a drive-by on our house tonight.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's a lot like fan fiction. I mean, I imagine a certain percentage of people listening to us are fans of something and may or may not have written fan fiction. I know you wrote some fan fiction, right?
It was totally stupid fan fiction. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious, yeah. Though. It really showed your comedy side. And the thing is fan fiction is very, very fun to read, mm-hmm. right? But a lot of it is just crap.
Oh, yeah.
But it's super fun to read, even if it's, you know,
well, especially if you're a fan of what, I mean, obviously fan fiction is derived from fans who love that storyline so much that they either want to, you know,
right.
expand on it
or they want
to focus on
some more,
yeah,
or they
want
to make fun of it, or they want to, they want to, you know, show it in a different light. They want to put their own spin.
Yeah.
And I love it, but some people just shouldn't be fan fiction writers, and they are. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun. I mean, that's also the thing about, well, it used to be the thing about independent radio shows, is anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it comes out, like, horrible,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone will listen and hopefully learn something and enjoy it or get a joke or, just have a moment, have a connection with the independent artist. Because that's what independent radio show host is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a fan fiction writer is doing. You know, I think that reading fan fiction is a ton of fun. But
some of it sucks, and I've read some of it too.
I've read some that I thought, wow,
this person
had some great ideas.
Yeah.
You know, get an editor in there to put periods where they should be, and wow, this becomes a phenomenal piece of work. Yeah.
I see the connection. I mean,
when I read, you know, stuff like that, fan fiction and stuff, well, heck, I was reading a book the other day, and I'm like, this was actually published. It's got the, you know,
mm-hmm.
name of a publishing house. It didn't hit an editor's desk, that's for sure. But the or a proofreader's desk. But you know, some fan fiction, you know, I just when I go in, I'm like, okay, this is just like texting or instant messaging. I'm not going to pay any attention to
the
punctuation or the spelling or the anything. I'm going to try and get the story. And that's what I do, and that's probably why I enjoy fan fiction.
Yeah.
Even the lesser able writers, I enjoy it because I try to get the story, what they were thinking out of it, rather than picking apart the punctuation and the spelling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah. No, and that's, you know, but again, it's somebody creating, just like somebody doing a show like this. It's somebody creating, and I can respect that, and I think it's fantastic. Do something with it. You know what I mean? That's cool.
But I think that hip-hop as a musical genre is a lot like fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
99.9% of them shouldn't be doing it.
Well, yeah, and really,
they can't do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's somebody who can, and it's like, well, maybe it's got a chance. And then you're like, no.
Well, and really, it comes down to that, too. And again, you know, hey, take it any way you want, but I remember watching an interview with Run DMC.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, how'd you come up with doing all this, you know, scratching and all this weird stuff? They're like, well, we took the parts of records, like from a song, the riff, our favorite riff in that song, that riff we just would want to hear over and over again, and we repeated it
mm-hmm.
and made it the song, essentially, right? So, in a way, it kind of is fan fiction when you think about it in that tense.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Because they are fans of whatever it was. I mean, obviously, you know, Run DMC did that thing with Aerosmith and, you know, Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Really cool riff.
That was an awesome.
And they looped the crap out of that thing, and they ended up getting the band in there to help them out, right? But, you know, it is, in a way, you're really on to something, because it is... There is a correlation there, you know.
Yeah.
With the old rap like that, where they used to loop records, they still do, but, I mean, a lot of it's just, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, it is, in a way, it's a form of fan fiction.
Is that your musically trained ear telling us this?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
So now we've upset the whole hip-hop community.
Yes, pretty much.
We've reduced your passion, your love of the form of hip-hop.
Fan fiction. However, I love fan
fiction.
I can't get enough of it. I love
it. I have to mention this. Let's get off this before we piss people off even anymore, because this has to be mentioned.
I know. This is sad.
This is really sad. John Keel passed away this week. I actually, and I queued up an article on here, in case you haven't heard about this or not yet. John Keel, he passed away, let's see here, July 6th, I believe. That was the thing. Let me just, what the heck is this thing? What is it? I thought the article was here.
That's it. It's right up there. Okay. And then there's more comments, but
There's comments. Well, John Keel, you know, author of the Mothman Prophecies, passed away this week, which another, you know, and he's just one of those people, another, you know, name in the field that just that passed away, and it blew me away when I saw that. And it just seems like a lot of people are just, it seems like a lot of really, you know, depending on your perception, people are just going, they're going back and forth, passing away here, and it bums me out, but we wanted to just, you know, tip our hat to John Keel.
Who was the wrestler who was found strangled to death in his hotel room by his wife?
What?
In Brazil. Wow. I just can't even...
Andrew Test Martin died.
That doesn't sound like it.
Well,
you need to do Google News.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah. Because it was...
Waldo Von Erich? Waldo died.
No, not 75. He was not 75.
Legendary. Well, Waldo.
Although he evidently died, too.
Well, let's... Okay, John Keel.
Brazil. Wrestler Brazil or something.
Okay, Brazil.
Because it was in Brazil. Because I was...
Josh Gross?
No.
Hang on, let me go back.
Oh,
here.
Well.
Yeah. Bobo Brazil.
This sounds like a stage name for a transvestite.
Oh!
I am Bobo Brazil.
Well, look up the wrestler.
I am Miss Bobo Brazil.
Of all people, Doug pointed out that a wrestler passed away this week. So, yeah.
I haven't come up for air.
I didn't know you were a wrestling fan.
No. I haven't come up for air. So all the news that I've heard is...
Wrestling.
Is completely on the, on the cell phone from Egypt.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's all I've had this week, because I have not come out for air yet.
Well, John Keel passed away this week, like I said. There's also a dedication on the Mothman Festival website, which, you know, obviously the Mothman Festival is coming up pretty quick here, and that's just not... I haven't talked to Wamsley about that yet. I mean, I'm sure it's knocked the wind out of him, too. Sure there's going to be a very nice... We're going to take part in that, I know for a fact. I'm sure there'll be something done about this during the Mothman Festival in a couple of months, too. So, yeah, everybody just, for his family and everybody, just everybody check into that. And, yeah, he's passed away. We have a little thing on our website, like we always do.
Yeah.
Anybody we look up to, we always put that up on the website. So, yeah, rest in peace, John Keel. Sorry about that. not too long ago, Hans Holzer passed away, and you know, these were people that were searching, like we are, like a lot of people are out there, and I'm hoping they found what they were looking for now. Maybe it takes...
I hope they send some evidence back, too.
Well, that'd be really nice. Yeah, John, hook us up, dude. That'd be really nice. So, yeah. Couple articles, too. I had to just throw a couple of these things in this week.
I saw one of them. I can't wait.
Let me see which one. This one I found pretty... Why is this? Go away, your stupid advertisement. Let me reload it.
I love
the internet. Sucks now. I'm tired of the internet. We need a new form of communication.
There's always
kind of day loading now. There's
always Twitter. Internet.
Scott L is talking on Ghostly Talk Radio right now.
We have an update from Jason.
On what?
He just wanted me to tell you that he loves you, Scott, and may he forever be the bromance.
The bromance.
He said, may he forever be the bromance I long for him to be. And he loves Doug, too.
Well, where are you getting this at?
This is not in the chat room.
Oh, Arturo Gatti was killed in Brazil by his wife.
It.
He was a boxer.
A boxer, a wrestler, whatever. It's all the same.
Thank you,
they
Scott,
beat each other up.
In the chat room for that update. Yeah, I forgot we had this chat room that people actually listen to the show on, and they help us out. No, here's an article.
That's who it was, and he was, like, strangled with a purse strap by his wife. And I'm like, this
special. He's a boxer.
Yeah, but still.
Lightweight or something?
A public figure.
Midget weight?
Didn't he beat, like, Oscar De La Hoya and everything? I mean, I had heard his name before, and I'm like, okay, for me to hear the name of a boxer or a wrestler, that's something.
Arturo dies, boxer. Gotti found dead. Let's see. I don't know who he fought.
I guess we probably should have done this before.
Former boxing champ, Arturo Gotti, was found dead in Brazil hotel. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay, rest in peace, Arturo. That's terrible.
I'm just, like, flabbergasted, though, that it literally is, like, famous people...
Something's in the air.
People in the public eye.
Yeah.
It's their time, evidently, and
apparently.
I'm kind of scared about that.
I saw this article, today when I was just preparing for the show, and I thought this was very interesting, and I'll hammer through this one. Church members jailed over fatal exorcism, and this is from Channel 9 News. God knows where, but yeah. I just
somewhere,
News.9msn.com, so, you know, MSN. French
Guinea.
Thank you. That's Guinea?
Uh-huh.
Oh, French Guinea court.
No, French, or Guyana.
Guyana. Okay, Guyana. French Guyana court, Guinea, I'm like.
Guinea is.
The pig isn't here. French Guinea court for the exorcism of an epileptic teenager who was found dead attached to a cross. The members of the Celestial Church of Christ were jailed on Wednesday for terms of 3 to 12 years for willful violence that caused death for 15-year-old Roger Boss in 2005 in the South American territory. The court heard that the mother of the boy who suffered from the devil.
You know, this is written like fan fiction. I mean, listen to that sentence. The court heard that the mother of the boy who was suffering from mental illness had brought him to the church. Who was suffering from mental illness in that sentence? Was the mother suffering from mental illness or the boy suffering from mental illness?
This is why I like doing these articles, because you critique the... Like last week, I'm making this a regular... You just... it is poorly written. The church members beat the boy repeatedly over a 3-day period with reeds and belts and attached him to a cross for the last 2 days, the position in which he died. A postmortem... postmortem analysis showed that he had probably died from suffocation. The Celestial Church of Christ was found in the West African state in Bernin in 1945. You'll probably have a lot less now if this thing gets out, because that's absolutely ridiculous. And this is the reason that we have had people on here, and we try to tell people the same thing too, that don't get involved with something you don't know what the hell you're doing, even if you are a part of the church.
Well,
this kid's dead.
There are churches who do that kind of stuff, but I just wonder why any of those, what was it, 12 people?
Yeah.
And those are only the 12 that got thrown in jail. I mean, there could be more. There could be like a herd of people.
Well, this is one story. There could be more.
Who nobody said, hey, wait a minute, you know.
The power of Christ compels you. I can just hear it already. The power of Christ compels you.
Coming out of West Africa, it's probably a different church. But yeah.
Wait a minute. No, this is the Celestial Church of Christ.
Yeah.
So it's a Christian church. They have a lot of, there's a lot of missionary work that goes on in Africa.
Yeah.
So it's probably a Christian church, I imagine. So, yeah, I saw that and it just really popped out. You know, it stuck out because obviously demonology has been something that's been coming up a lot. It's a hot topic nowadays, I think. And a lot of people are loving to claim themselves to be demonologists nowadays because I think it just makes them sound cool.
Evidently, whole churches think they're demonologists.
We're demonologists now. We're going to exercise.
But they thought he was. They thought he
what about a treadmill? Give him some exercise like that.
They thought he needed an exorcism because he had epilepsy, right? Is that what they're
But they were convinced his mother was convinced that he was possessed by the devil. So that's conclusive proof that he's possessed right there. I mean,
yes.
There's no other...
If she thought it must be true.
Yeah, I mean, the court heard that the mother of the boy who suffered from mental illness... Yeah, again, I'm confused as hell too, Doug. Had brought him to the church for help and was told that he was possessed
by the devil.
So maybe the boy had mental illness, the mother didn't, but she was just gullible, so she was mentally ill too. And the church said, she's obviously possessed, we have to beat the crap out of him with reeds, and we have to hang him on a cross.
That's how you get rid of the devil.
That's how you get rid of the devil. Well, it's better than bleeding him to death, I guess. They used to do that.
Yeah. Well, they suffocated this one. But
so, yeah, take it any way you want again. I think it's appalling.
Yes. It's appalling. And if I ever run across somebody who is possessed, I am not going to call in the members of that church to help
Let's make sure that we do not contact the members of the Celestial Church of Christ.
Yeah.
And they're in Africa, so I don't think they're going to make the flight up here anyways. So.
No, that was in South America, wasn't it?
Was it?
South American territory.
Africa.
Yeah, the church was founded in West Africa, but it must have migrated over to South American territory.
They're going global, my friends, so don't worry about it.
So you watch out. They have in your neighborhood, there could be
millions of adherents worldwide.
There's a church for sale in Sterling.
Oh, really?
Yes. It used to be a Methodist church, and I went there with my aunt. We could put a Celestial Church of Christ up there.
Yeah, we could do that. And then take a picture of it and go, we know your ways, my brothers.
Are you possessed?
Yeah, whatever.
We have reeds. I don't know.
We have reeds.
Where do you get reeds?
What does that do?
I just don't even know. Do you, like, take
Is there some magical property in the reed?
Do you take cattails and then pop off the cattail part, the fun part, and then...
I think Jesus had an easier time than this kid did. I mean, he ultimately died, too, but...
Yeah.
It
took him about
actually,
same
maybe he
time,
did, because he was hanging on a cross, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that really sucks.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, this poor
they
kid.
They crucified the poor kid.
This poor kid who obviously needs more help than that is dead now.
Yeah.
He could have been brought back. You know, I'm not a demonologist, and I'm not going to claim to be any type of expert on it, but...
So, or he could have been medicated for the epilepsy.
Well, in the great words of Chris Rock, whatever happened to crazy? Whatever happened to people just being crazy,
there
right?
There are people who are wired
There's people
wrong,
that are nuts. They're nuts. They're crazy. Yeah. They're not possessed by anything but their own nuttiness. They're crazy. And, I mean, give them the help
I
they
met
need.
Some of them.
I met a lot of them. There's the majority of them in Michigan.
And some of them, I guess, were at that hospital.
Yeah, there
and there
you
were
go.
Some on the public transportation in Toronto, I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean... Just bum me out.
What was that name? Bobo something? Bobo Brazil.
I'm getting all this mixed up in my head now. I don't even know what story is what.
That's what I want to be for.
Between the news of dying wrestlers, John Keel passing away, and then some kid getting killed.
That's what I want to be for Halloween. Bobo Brazil.
I think there's a picture. Let me look it up. We should be going to break right now. Like, good little host. But
this is really
this
important.
This is important stuff.
Yes.
Bobo Brazil. And everybody, feel free to join in on your drivers, too.
Everybody type in Bobo Brazil.
There he is, Doug. Bobo Brazil. There you go.
Wow!
You're going to dress up as Bobo Brazil.
That's it. That is my costume.
Bobo Brazil. There he is again. You need a cape. You need to get the belt,
wow.
too. He's obviously was a champion at one time.
Yes. I need to find a leather chair and strap it to my... what section would this be? Belly and
that's your belly. For him, it'd be his solar plexus.
For, for me, it's my second, third, and fourth tire. Yes.
Why don't we try to figure that out here on break? We'll get your costume worked out. Because Halloween is coming up, Doug, so it's a good idea to explore Bobo Brazil.
I think that's a great costume.
Great idea,
they'll be like,
Doug.
Who are you for Halloween? I'm like, I'm Mr. Bobo Brazil.
What do we have coming up here,
Doug? I guess I have to make him a... some kind of character. We're going to talk with Ben Stocker of about what
the Atlantis
are we
conspiracy.
About? Oh, the Atlantis conspiracy.
You don't have a website. That's where we're confused.
I know. So it's really difficult.
Maybe he has one. I couldn't find one. We'll figure it out when we get him here on the show here in a couple seconds.
Excellent. That's coming up here on Ghostly Talk.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.